Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me? Haha, to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
Toriel needs a tweak.
Huh? Get out of my garage, Hacker.
You mean my garage?
Yeah, his garage.
It belongs to the boss. Almost.
What are you talking about?
Before your father pulled his little disappearing act, he and I were, shall I say, business partners.
You and my father partners? No way.
Oh, it's true. Back when they both worked for Motherboard, they were real palsy-wowsy.
Yeah, like two bugs in a rug. This bug was the boss.
Of course, the boss was a good guy back then.
Fortunately, it was just a phase. You see, your father and I owned this ramshackle shack you call a garage. Only he never paid his half. I paid for it all. We had a contract. Read it and weep.
This is my dad's signature. It says here he owes you...
5,000 snelfoos.
But I don't have 5,000...
Spare me the sob story, kid. You have 1 week to pay up or I'm taking over your precious garage.
Oh, man. How am I gonna get 5,000 snelfoos in 1 week? Any ideas, Pops?
Thanks, dude. Totally cool.
Yeah, it's my main board. This plan better work.
Slider, what's up?
Mother B said there's a problem.
What happened to all your boards?
Had to sell them.
Why? They were so cool.
Long story, short explanation.
5,000 snelfoos?
It's that or Hacker gets the garage. I saw the contract. My dad's signature is the real deal.
But 5,000 snelfoos? How are we gonna come up with that?
Well, I just made 800 snelfoos selling my boards and bike, and I already had 200 saved.
That's only 1,000 total. You still need 4,000 more.
I gotta pace.
Hey, I do the pacing.
4,000 snelfoos? I can't even count to 4,000. Yoinks! I've been levitated.
What kind of work did your father do here?
Cryoxide changes mostly.
Well, if he made money doing that, maybe you can too. We'll help.
Jack, you can't be serious. What do we know about doing a cryoxide change?
No sweat. I'll teach you.
In that case, we're in.
Let Operation Cryoxide Change begin. Where's the cryoxide, Teach?
Gone.
I never reordered it.
Here's an empty. How many cans do we need?
Well, I know it takes 2 cans to do 1 cryoxide change.
Cool. Let's order 10.
10? That's only enough for 5 jobs. My dad had a lot more than 5 customers a day.
All right, 200 cans then.
Whoa, that's enough for 100 customers. We can't work on that many cars in one day.
Okay. Let's think this through. 10 is too few. 200 is too many.
Wait! Let's pick a number in the middle. But what if we're wrong?
No need to guess. Here's a receipt for the last batch of cryoxide my dad bought. Saturday, July 31st. 66 cans.
It's a slam dunk. We order 66 cans.
Hold on, Matt. Just because he used 66 cans then doesn't mean we're going to need that many now.
Right. There's no way of knowing for sure how many customers we'll have tomorrow.
Maybe not, but it's all we have to go on. I say we go with it.
Hello, Mr. Cryoxide. We need 66 cans, and we need them first thing tomorrow morning.
What's the big deal about Coop's garage, boss?
Yeah, why do you want it so bad?
It's not the garage I want. It's what's inside it that I want. Once I get it, I could care less what becomes of that silly shack.
Really, boss? Then give it to us!
Oh, yeah! We always wanted to run our own business. Picture that old smelly garage turned into Buzzer's Donuts! It'll make tons of dough! Get it? Dough!
My idea is even better. Funny bunnies. Pets you can pet. Cute, huh, boss?
I'll tell you what's cute. Stay out of my way! That's what. This diabolical device I've been working on will allow me to be the supreme power of all cyberspace.
Here's the cryoxide you ordered. 66 cans. That'll be 990 snafus.
990 it is. This is all I have left.
Don't worry, Slider. We'll earn more. Besides, if we have any cans left over, we'll use them tomorrow.
Can't do that.
Excuse me?
Cryoxide goes bad after 1 day. But you knew that, right?
Now we do.
We'll call you later to place our order for tomorrow.
Get your cryoxide change here. Fast work, friendly service, only 65 snowfoods.
Like a real grease monkey.
Tell me about it.
Unfortunately, it wasn't all that busy today.
No kidding. We ordered 66 cans of cryoxide, and we have 36 left.
And they're all wasted because they'll go bad by tomorrow.
So where do we stand money-wise?
We made 975 snelfoos today. Good, huh?
Yeah, but we spent 990 to buy the cryoxide.
Wow. That's 15 snelfoos more than we made.
You mean with all those jobs we did today, we lost money? We're in big trouble.
I'm ready to order tomorrow's cryoxide anytime you're ready.
We can't order anything till we find out why we lost money today.
We ordered too much cryoxide, that's why. Look at all these leftover cans. We made a bad prediction.
And if we order too much, we'll waste it and lose money again.
But if we don't order enough, we'll run out of it. Make room, I gotta pace.
Me too.
I don't get it. Even though my dad didn't know how many jobs he'd have each day, he never had more than a few cans left over.
Maybe we should charge more for a cryoxide change. No, that's not the answer.
The answer is to make a better prediction. But how?
Wait a second. Digit is absolutely right.
I am? Of course I am.
Okay, what do we know?
We know my father ordered 66 cans on Saturday, July 31st.
And we know we used 30 cans today.
Yeah, but is tomorrow gonna be like that Saturday? Or like today, Monday? What we need is more information. Yikes! Hey, more receipts from different days!
The boss is gonna love this, Buzzy!
Nothing can stop me now from assembling the machine of the millennium, the instrument of...
Hey, boss, want a donut? I got Bizarrian cream, I got...
I don't care what you've got. Can't you see I'm doing something incredibly important?
Can the bunny watch? He could be your pet.
Conquerors don't have pet bunnies. Now take your wares elsewhere.
My donut!
My bunny!
My incomparable invention.
Hey, boss.
What?
There's hair on your head.
Of course there's hair on my head.
Not hair, boss. Bunny hair.
My wig! Come back with my wig!
Friday, July 30th. 32 cans. And Saturday, July 31st, 66 cans.
Touchdown, Jax! That gives us the cryoxide orders for the last 6 days Coop ran the garage in July.
And there's a Tuesday, just like tomorrow.
Only 8 cans? How come that's so much less than all the other days that week?
Hang on, Earthlies. I think I see the problem. We've got an El Foldo here. It's really 28 cans.
Good catch, Ditch.
Hey, they don't call me Super Cyboid for nothing, you know.
Hey, I see a pattern. Look, the weekdays are all around 30. The only day with more is Saturday. And it's way more, 66.
Makes sense. Weekends are always busier.
Ratsters must love going away on weekend trips, huh?
You got that right. Lots of them give their cars a cryoxide change before hitting the road.
That explains why we only used 30 cans out of the 66 we ordered for today.
Yep, we based today's order on a Saturday number, and today's Monday.
Exactly. This old Monday receipt is for 28 cans, pretty close to what we used today.
That's it then. We can use this pattern to figure out how much cryoxide to order for tomorrow.
Let's go with 30.
Ditch, you okay?
I think I'm just having one of those days. But this is ridiculous!
Sorry, Ditch. I've been meaning to move these for a long time. Hmm? What's this?
What is it, Slider?
A diary. My dad's diary. I never knew he kept one.
Open it! Maybe there's something in there about where he is.
Don't be afraid, Slider. We're here for you.
I'm not scared. You're right. I need to find out. I've been working with Hacker to design an amazing new device that could alter our very beings. But to my shock and dismay, Hacker has insisted on using the device to take over cyberspace from Motherboard. I have no choice but to tear up the blueprint and send its pieces to parts unknown. Hacker has vowed to find it and exact his revenge on me. But even if he does find it, I've kept the network interface card that activates the machine. It can't work without it. I've hidden the card in the garage where Hacker will never find it. No matter what happens, son, know that I'll always love you. That's all he wrote. I still don't know where he is.
We'll find him, Slider. I just know it.
Yeah, and he foiled Hacker's evil scheme. That's my kind of guy.
Gosh, a device that can alter our very beings. Sounds ominous.
I don't know what ominous means, but something that changes who you are, it doesn't sound like a good thing.
At least Coop hid an important part of it, right here somewhere.
Time out. I bet that's why Hacker wants to take over this garage.
I said I don't want any more distractions.
Boss, can't you at least give us a hint what you're building?
Or tell us what it does?
Out!
But, boss, what if Slider comes up with the money?
Yeah, what then?
That slippery skateboarder will never make enough in a week to pay me. I, on the other hand, will soon have what I need to rule cyberspace forever.
Okay, guys, we cannot let Hacker take over this garage. We've got 6 days left to make 5,000 snafus for Hacker. But there's more at stake than just saving these four walls.
Excuse me?
Yes, I'm talking about protecting cyberspace. I'm talking about carrying on for Slider's father.
Excuse me?
But fear not, Cyber Buddies. By finding those old receipts for Cryoxide, we've discovered the pattern from the past that will help us predict the future.
Yes!
Excuse me!
What?
The Cryoxide store closes in 15 minutes, and if we don't order our supply now, we won't have any Cryoxide for tomorrow!
Oh, fine. Order 30. That's the pattern we saw for the week.
Wait! We're basing tomorrow's prediction on numbers from just 6 days! Is that really a big enough pattern?
Nezzy's right. If we had more receipts, we could make a better prediction.
Aw, gee, but I made such a good speech!
My dad wasn't the most organized guy in the world, but there's gotta be more receipts lying around here somewhere. Start looking! I found them! The rest of the Cryoxide receipts for July.
Let's sort them out!
Saturday, July 10th, 58 cans. Thursday, July 15th, 32 cans. Tuesday, July 6th, 26 cans.
That's it. That's the whole month.
And check this out. The other weeks show the same pattern as the week we already had. They're all around 30.
And the pattern works up and down, too. The Tuesday block shows us they're all around 30.
The pattern for weekends seems to be the same as we thought, too. They're all around 60, except for this first weekend. The numbers are, whoa, around 100.
Our weekend projections weren't that high. Where'd we go wrong?
Of course. That's the first weekend in July. Dad ordered more Cryoxide that weekend because it was a holiday. The Radopolis Grand Prix. 2 days of nonstop customers bringing in their cars to get ready for it.
So that weekend was an exception, different from the other weekends.
Okay, if we ignore the holiday, we've got a complete pattern we can use to predict the future. 30 cans on weekdays, 60 cans on weekends.
Can I please place the order now?
You bet, but not just for tomorrow. The delivery is for the next 6 days.
Mr. Cryoxide, Coop's Garage here. We're ready to order. Deliver 30 cans tomorrow. The same delivery Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 60 on Saturday and Sunday. How do we know? Oh! It's all in the pattern from the past, pal. All in the pattern.
It's finished!
Can we see it now, boys? Can we?
Patience. There's one last thing I need to make it work. And tomorrow morning, when it's time to pay the hacker, I'm finally going to get it!
Remember, boss, we get the garage!
Yeah, you promised. Don't forget!
Knock, knock. The hacker's here. Time to pay up, children.
I resent that.
Well, resent this. The week is up. My money or the garage. Oh, let me guess. You don't have the money. What a surprise. But I'll be generous. I'll give Slider a whole 30 seconds to vacate the premises. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You can stop counting, hacker. We made enough to pay you.
Impossible! How did you do it?
We used the past to predict the future and earn 5,055 snelfoos.
But you only get 5,000. Slider gets the rest.
Sign here, hacker. Payment in full.
You think it's that simple to defeat the hacker? You think a mere 5,000 snelfools will deter me from getting my way?
No signature, no snelfoos.
Fine! You'll pay for this, you pint-sized pest! You'll all pay for this!
We just did.
Start the Rika!
But what about my donut business?
And my pet shop!
Patience, my shallow-minded dunce buckets. The hacker's plan is not finished yet. Have no fear. I will complete my Transformatron.
Thanks, dudes. You guys really came through for me.
Hey, what are friends for?
Once again, the pattern of the past predicts the future.
Did you okay?
Yeah, sorry about this, Slider.
Not your fault. Whoa, I don't believe it. It's the NIC my dad wrote about. The missing network interface card.
What's that?
A map of some kind. And my father's handwriting. It leads to a spot on the other side of cyberspace.
Maybe that's where Coop went.
Only one way to find out. Come on! My dad and I built this. But we never got a chance to test drive it.
I can't think of a better time.
Got everything?
I've got the map.
I've got the NIC.
Cool. Hang on, Pops. We're on our way.